Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Punch the car keys.
To Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
It's Crab Nation shooting at you live on the VOC Nation worldwide.
Ouch.
VOCNation.com. We are going to be here for the next couple hours live till 2 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, other times elsewhere in the world if you're listening live. Hey, thanks. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Huzzah!
Huzzah. Unlike parts of Texas and Western Africa, I just got a pop-up that said my computer is virus-free.
Yay.
The stupid scan goes on Fridays at noon.
Oh, that you have it scheduled.
I forget to disable it.
I do mine manually.
So do I.
But you fix
Oh, we're talking about virus.
Oh, right,
okay.
Right. Oh, sure.
thanks for listening to us, everybody. Hey, join us during the show. Chat along. Tweet us. Twat us. Love us.
Reach out
to us through our Twitter is at Crab Diving.
Right.
Also, if you feel like it, check out facebook.com/crabdiving sometime. Lots of fun shit going on there.
Fond du Lard Bev Tricks.
And always and every day you can go to 24/7, go to crabdiving.com. Com and all that will happen inexplicably. Does your iPhone ever open up just like random shit?
Yes.
I always thought it was – I was pocket dialing or butt dialing or something, but it's sitting here on the desk and it just opened up the fucking –
Dude, it's bullshit. There's something in that iPhone that at times will make applications just pop the fuck up.
Very strange, very strange.
I mean, is that the way Steve Jobs wanted it? Do you think?
I wonder if it's a Blog Talk thing.
What do you mean?
If listening live on the through the Blog Talk app.
Oh yeah.
Sends pop up
for you to download the app.
It was to download some game, some bear cartoon bear game or something.
What?
I don't know.
There might be
pop up ads.
It's bullshit.
But we're still.
You're not supposed to get pop ups on fucking Mac products. That's what I was doing. I was under that impression.
That's only – well, they say you're not supposed to get them on – to get viruses and shit too. But the only reason
– On what, your iPhone?
Well, on Apple products. But Apple products aren't better at preventing viruses. There's just fewer of them. There's only – still only about, I don't know, what, 10-15% of people that own PCs own Apple PCs. So for those that design viruses and shit, it's just – you're just smarter to design it for Windows because there's just more people.
No,
when Apple products get more prevalent,
God damn it!
Don't worry, there'll be plenty of viruses to go around.
These virus people, these people that proliferate these fucking viruses.
Yeah,
We should beat the shit out of
them. Throw
them
on a cruise ship.
Yeah, give them Ebola. That broad that had Ebola on the plane is now on the Disney Carnival cruise line thing.
That broad.
Listen,
that broad that had the Ebola.
I was on a cruise with this broad. Let me tell you something. These cruise. Have you ever taken a cruise? I've never taken one.
Not.
Do you want to?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yes and no. I don't. For me, the destination is the thing. I don't. Floating on a big hotel.
It's a mall.
That takes me 2 days to get somewhere, and then I get to get off the ship and go where I want to go. I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. It's a big floating hotel. What do I want? I can go to a hotel.
Right. It seems like a place you would go if you want. It seems like a place you would go if you wanted to fucking eat yourself to death and go out that way.
Yeah. Well, plus we're both under 70, so I mean, isn't that
for the
older,
time being? Yeah.
Isn't that older people?
Right. Yeah. I could just hear something coming through the feed. That's why I took it off.
Oh, very.
There's some MSNBC report in my ear about Ebola.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize.
I'm monitoring the outgo. I didn't realize there was a pop-up.
How do we sound?
That's an Ebola update, by the way,
about
the cruise ship. It stopped now.
Oh, really?
That's, of course, is the breaking news everywhere because everybody's scared. You know, we still have a massive, huge crisis and an outbreak of two people who have contracted Ebola.
Two people have it, but over 800 people have been exposed.
No.
That's what you told me this morning.
No, I said that the Frontier Airlines has expanded contacting people from the original flight that the nurse took to flights from people that connected from that flight.
Yeah.
Because somebody sitting next to her might have gotten on another flight from Dallas to here.
What are they doing? Are they texting people? Are they Snapchatting?
They are Snapchatting with titty pictures.
Yes. I mean, listen, you're going to tell somebody you might have Ebola, send them a couple of breasts.
So Frontier is now notifying up to 800. A figure that includes those on her October 10th Dallas to Cleveland flight.
Cha-ching.
Return flight. Now they're saying that, well, you know, just to be safe, she may have been a little warm on the 10th when she flew out in the first place.
Okay.
So now they're including that flight.
Damn
when
it.
She left Dallas to go to Cleveland. And five other trips taken by the plane before the airline took it out of service. So they're worried that, you know, I don't know, the plane has Ebola?
We need to...
The towels have AIDS.
Right. We need to put a monitor inside your body so we can monitor the temperature of every fucking American 24/7. And when
rectal thermometers for everybody around.
Everyone has a butt plug with the temperature readout.
At least enjoy while you're...
Do not remove your butt plug without permission.
Easy.
Is this the one where Pat Robertson talks about the towels?
No. So there are things. There are diseases in Africa. They got mosquitoes that bite you and give you various diseases. The sanitation isn't what it ought to be. You drink the water and it's not sterilized. You can get intestinal bugs. I mean, that's overseas.
No, that's not the one. I think it's just...
not in Kenya. You might get AIDS in Kenya. If people have AIDS, you got to be careful. I mean, the towels could have AIDS.
The towels could have AIDS, according to the man with the direct line to the Lord himself and Jesus. I wonder if they have two separate lines in heaven. Does Jesus have a separate line from God?
Oh, yeah.
And from the Holy Spirit?
Sure.
Are there three different... do they have a family plan?
They have a dedicated ISDN line.
They do.
Hey, and yet when I put up yesterday's show on crabdiving.com, I titled it Pat Robertson and his AIDS towel and something like that. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard from Pat Robertson.
Apparently, Pat Robertson thinks that everything can catch AIDS. That the rings with the stuff in
right.
it.
Well, that's a way to deliver AIDS.
Well, apparently so are towels. If you throw a towel at somebody's face.
Oh, my God. Did you?
Towel snapping.
Well, listen. Do you remember Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams?
Great show.
Great
book.
Do you remember that if you were traveling the universe, a standard supply was a dirty towel that you were able to squeeze nutrients out of, that you would, like, milk the nutrients out of the towel and you live off the fungus growing in the towel. Everybody needed a towel. It was a running thing in Hitchhiker's Guide. They're like, everybody's got to have a towel. This reminded me of that.
Every teenager should have a towel.
Yep. All right. You don't want to live off that towel. That's gross. reaching out to the nerds.
You're right.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference.
So now there's this cruise ship that you were talking about, this is a different person.
Yes.
Who
is it? Kathy Lee
was one of these healthcare workers, I believe. And I think this person got off a Dallas hospital worker who may have handled Duncan's fluid samples.
Yummy.
Has been quarantined on a cruise ship in Belize.
Hola.
Amid reminder of the widespread fears of the deadly virus, the employee did not have direct contact with Duncan. He or she may have had contact with a specimen.
Oh, gross.
U.S. State Department issued a statement saying a doctor on the cruise ship has declared the worker symptom-free.
Yay.
And in good health, but the worker will remain under isolation as a precaution.
In
How much does that suck? So not only do you... I would assume this is something you have to volunteer for. I wouldn't think your employer would say, hey, we're assigning you to Ebola, dude.
Yeah.
Don't you think you'd have to be like,
right.
Yeah.
This guy's, he's quarantined to Belize. That's awesome. It's probably better than where he actually lives.
He's quarantined on a ship near Belize.
Does he have
Belize?
At least a window? A view of Belize is better than living in Texas or wherever the fuck this person is.
What if he's on the starboard side?
I don't know. What is that?
That's the side facing out to the ocean.
Always.
He's got a really shitty view.
Aft. Yeah.
Water. But how sucky is that? You work hard. You work as a healthcare professional. The guy finally dies. You go on. You've got a nice trip booked to Belize. And then suddenly you try to leave your cabin at one point. You're locked in.
Well, listen. God works in mysterious ways, okay?
That's right. Got a direct line. To Pat Robertson.
God's like, bam, got you with the Ebola, motherfucker. Now you can't leave the boat.
So that's the Ebola update. As I keep hearing Ebola, it drives me crazy.
Ebola.
It's not
Ebola.
It's not how it's pronounced.
Stupid.
I'm just trying to open up. There we go. I should save this. We should tease it.
What is it?
And save it for the second.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
We have the headline.
Right.
Is on rightwingwatch.org. Is Glenn Beck finally has his screaming meltdown over Ebola.
Is this the video we watched yesterday?
No, this is brand new. I've got the audio of this. So later on in the show, after our first break on the other side, you'll hear some audio of Glenn Beck
on the other side
losing his shit.
God, that clip we watched yesterday, that video we watched here in Crab Diving Studios of Glenn Beck launching spaghetti at himself.
If you go to Facebook, it's the most ridiculous thing. You go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Glenn Beck had his entire, had the entire bridge of the Starship Blaze.
Dude, it was
decorated.
It was all hands on deck.
Covered with plastic. It looked like something from
Dexter.
Yeah, hanging plastic everywhere. Glenn Beck standing there with wearing apparently the same stuff that they wore or they wear when you're dealing with an Ebola patient.
He looked ridiculous.
Not a full hazmat.
No.
But, the face covered and the little fan on the back. I don't think he was wearing the fan, but they wear fans to create negative pressure or positive pressure.
Oh, right.
So that the bug... There's always wind blowing out. It's like you're farting all the time. There's wind blowing out of every crevice in your suit.
Yes.
So that if there is anything airborne, it can't sneak in.
Right.
But Glenn was wearing the face shield and the gloves, and he's standing there in full...
He was also in a scrow guard.
Ebola regalia. Probably. That might help this.
Yes.
And then, I don't understand this, they had a giant slingshot. They had a giant slingshot, and they were loading what looked like cans of Chef Boyardee spaghetti, handfuls of it, into this giant slingshot, and then shooting it at Glenn Beck in an attempt to simulate projectile vomiting.
It was a slingshot that has to be operated by three people.
It's ridiculous.
Launch water balloons from,
right.
You know what I mean?
It's not a little wrist rocket. It was like you're taking down a French embattlement.
Right.
And and who pukes like that? I don't care what kind of stomach muscles you've got.
Right.
At five paces, how are you going to knock somebody down with your puke?
Do you remember the Holy Grail when the Knights of the Round Table are trying to storm that French castle?
Absolutely.
What do they say? Oh,
well, have at you is one of the things. But they go. Well, then they start throwing farm animals down.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's the funniest. Damn, I wish I could remember a quote from that.
Which part?
When they're storming the castle, the French castle.
Well, they say run away.
They run at the castle,
and all they're hacking at the sides of the walls with their swords.
It's so stupid.
As chickens and sheep are flying down on them, and then they turn and they yell, run away.
Run away! Oh, shit. But Glenn Beck, oh, my God.
So Glenn,
Yes.
Not only were they trying to simulate projectile vomiting, but for some reason they felt the need to also recreate diarrhea.
Now this
was not projectile.
No.
I don't know what they would have done.
Well,
fill somebody's mouth with diarrhea.
Squirting right
all over him.
I don't know how
that would have been good.
I don't know how you put that together. That takes some real production design.
But the guy just grabbed like a Hershey's syrup bottle and just poured it all over him.
He squirted it at him. That was the one part.
I didn't think we needed the It didn't need to be chocolate. The Maxi Pad commercials. You notice that liquid they pour on them is never red. It's always blue. Nobody wants to see a representation of blood.
You know, my friend, she works art department. That's what she exclusively does. She makes fake blood for those Kotex. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
That's got to be somebody's special time career.
Oh, no. You know what happens? Like, guys, we're shooting a Kotex spot tomorrow. It's last minute. Can we get Agent So-and-so on the phone? He does the best fake blood.
Fly her in, stat.
Yeah.
She makes the best clot.
Get her in here. But when he was getting squirted down with chocolate, that is the one part that it kind of looked like some kind of weird fetish scene that you might...
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous.
But the
man
squirting
standing
the chocolate
there,
with the mat, oh my God.
Having people slingshot spaghetti
at him. What
do you
think that is? Do you think, hi, I'm Glenn Beck, I'm crazy, or I'm searching for content? I got a 24-hour news network.
His point was that... when he was done, he said, okay, and now I have to remove all this stuff by myself
right.
and try not to touch any of it.
Right.
And that's what he was saying was the challenge to these healthcare workers. Now, if the woman working with the Ebola person,
yes,
this isn't, they're not locked in a coffin with the Ebola person to the point where they would be covered head to toe.
Get off me!
It's
not like Walking Dead, right?
With a gallon of vomit and diarrhea. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that you're gonna. It looked like he filled up a kiddie pool and dove into it. I mean, it's just not.
He should have had the black samurai chick from Walking Dead come in there and cut somebody's head off, and then it explodes chocolate everywhere. Yeah. That would have been fucking awesome.
It's just not realistic. The amount of shit he had dripping off of him.
That's stupid.
Short of, I mean, unless the guy that died of Ebola exploded in front of him.
I blow my nose in your general direction!
So the point was that he couldn't remove all that shit.
No.
Without getting some of it, I guess, on him or whatever.
What does Glenn Beck do when he strips
great
down?
Great theater.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Amazing
yes.
theater.
When he strips down to his little granny panties, magic Mormon fucking underwear and rolls into bed with the wife, does he look at her and say, God, babe, how's work today, sweetie? Babe, we did the most amazing thing. I got pummeled with fucking Chef Boyardee, and then this grip squirted me down with chocolate.
Yeah,
it,
love the,
it was
love
awesome.
The Ebola catapult.
The Ebola Pult. The Ebola Pult.
Well, that's what that. That's some. I
trademark.
Guess it's a little bit of a metaphor for what the Mexicans are doing to us, launching those little brown kids just laced with Ebola across the border, right?
If those brown kids get a hold of those slingshots, we are fucked. We're fucked. We got to build that wall higher.
We just want to slingshot them back,
right?
Well, now they want a big giant wall between us. And Western Africa.
Well, listen. Hey. Speaking of walls.
We have two cases here.
Oh, two cases.
Two cases caused by dumbosity and negligence.
You know how Pat Buchanan wants to put a wall up, or that was his thing years ago? Wasn't he one of those dudes that's calling for wall off Mexico?
Oh, he wants. Yeah, he's a big-time isolationist.
I'm
he
against.
He wants to wall us off from everybody.
I think we should just let the border. Who gives a fuck?
Everybody brown.
Just come on over here. I love brown people. Bring them over. It's great. Hey, the less white people I got to look at all day, the better. Sorry, not you.
Brazilians
but,
are
I don't give
amazing
a shit.
To look at.
Yeah, amazing. But I always hear you can't, like people say, well.
Not Brazilian wax. Well, that too. Brazilian people are
right.
Attractive.
Oh, sure. But you people say they want. No, honestly, they say, why can't you say you can't put a wall up like that because it's not practical?
Well, it's what, 1,200 miles or something?
Yeah, but,
it's ridiculous.
But look at Los Angeles.
Look at all the jobs it would create.
Look at all the skyscrapers. You're telling me we can't find some Harvard motherfucker that can't design, like, a wall that could be built if we wanted to? I'm totally against it, but I just don't understand why that's
such
a feat.
I'm sure they're designed. I'm sure people are building them with Legos.
You
know
what? You know, I've always thought that I wish they would put out in front of our fence, you know, those little bamboo things? They're so fucking cheap. You get like an 8-foot stretch.
Like man-killer spikes or something? Like,
No. Bamboo. The bamboo thing.
Tiger pit spikes?
No. You can buy them at fucking Pier 1 or Big Lots. It's rolls of bamboo that you can use as fence. That some people use
them. I had that on the balcony.
Right.
Yeah. In Venice.
What about that?
So the dog wouldn't leap to her death.
Oh God! I don't know. I don't like trusting Kate with shit like that. It's just not. I don't know. I know she's a mountain goat and all, but goddamn, it's just she's not the most street smart hound.
Sometimes,
ever.
And sometimes they're not exactly ballerinas.
Right. But you know what I mean. Like, why don't we use that? I just don't understand why it's so hard to build a fucking wall between us and Mexico. Not that I want to. I don't even want to. I'm just saying.
The nurse with Ebola. Flown to the NIH, the National Institute of Health, and they
the knights that say nay.
One of the pundits who you're right, nay. One of the pundits who, I think that might be how it's spelled too.
It's
one
not,
of the pundits
is that how you
who,
say it though? Do you say NIH or do you say nay?
Nay. We used to be the knights who say ecky 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 zip bang boing zip back off the nay. The guy in the background. Yes, I know that. I know. I remember that one.
I would like it Monty Python when somebody's arm gets lopped off. They just have blood shooting out.
Your arm's off. No, it isn't. It's just a flesh wound.
No, it isn't. I mean, you see him in the background hopping off, and he picks up his arm like in Saving Private Ryan.
I've had worse.
Hello.
Have at you. None shall pass.
Oh, yeah.
Nina Pham is her name, is the nurse that was transported to the NIH Clinical Center near Washington for treatment in a specialized isolation unit.
Why are they bringing her close to Obama?
Well, you know, the speculation was that the National Institute of Health is, well, for one, it's one of the few, I don't know what they said, like, I forget what the number was, seven-ish or something like that, absolute full lockdown, hazmat, holy shit, scary virus type facility.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
And also they say, well, you know, this is the place, the NIH is where, despite what the Republicans have been trying to cut funding for research.
They could have changed her name to that, by the way.
You know, that science and shit, that evil science.
Boring.
And socialism.
Don't like it.
We pay the government to try to cure people. But the NIH is where they do all the research and shit, and they think that, well, maybe they got something up their sleeves. Maybe they got some some treatments that are in the experimental phase that might want to whip into her.
Are you for animal testing at this point?
No. She is allegedly why, when there's some bleeding out people that you can experiment with?
Right, that's a good point.
Who may not make it otherwise.
Oh, shit.
The nurse with Ebola is said to be very fatigued, but in good spirits.
Oh, shit.
You know how Ebola works? I there was a thing on it.
Fucking kills you.
These proteins spread throughout your blood vessels.
Yummy.
And basically eat it away.
Ooh.
Eat your blood vessels away. And that's why it's a hemorrhagic. You know, there's a bunch of hemorrhagic fevers. Ebola is just one.
Why don't you just block off your blood vessels with a wall like Mexico?
Right. Build a wall around my vessels. That's what the Republicans want to do.
Right.
Well, damn.
That wall I'd be for.
Right, right.
So she's saying to be in good spirits.
Good for her. I wouldn't be.
There footage of her, you know, from a, I don't know, a helicopter far away or whatever. I don't know how the hell they got the footage, but it was her climbing off of the airplane and getting into an ambulance and then her getting out of the ambulance and walking. She was walking.
Right.
In her giant hazmat.
Did they put? I heard they're putting them all in a big hamster ball. That way they can go anywhere else they normally
do. They should, yeah. That's what they should do.
Why not? Geodesic.
That's where it might end up.
Transportation.
So that's what's going on with the Ebola.
Yay. Hey, that's the Ebola update. But we should talk about this the whole hour, right?
Ladies and germs.
We should. If we want ratings.
We should. Apparently everyone is talking about that. If we go to the headlines.
Cha-ching.
Let's dumb it down first. Let's go to Drudge. I'm willing to bet that Drudge is probably going to be talking about.
Nah.
Oh, it's not. Surprisingly.
Mexican.
Drudge is taking 10 seconds away from fear-mongering about Ebola to fear-monger about the latest hurricane that's about to hit Bermuda.
Oh, shit.
Gonzalo.
Gonzalo.
Really, we were talking about this offline, about how they really need to pick up some, like, nastier-sounding names, you know, like
Katrina.
Right. Like, Hurricane Bambi is not probably going to.
If I was in charge, if I was Obama, I would have snuck through an executive order that we have to name the hurricanes after porn stars.
Do we do that here in the U.S.? Do we get to name the hurricanes?
Here? Yes, absolutely. I believe it rotates every year between male and female, and you start at the beginning of the alphabet, and you work your way all the way down.
Which wasn't that long ago that they changed that. It used to be only female names.
Oh, yeah. That's sexist! No, it's not.
You name a massive destructive force anything other?
No. Storms and ships are supposed to be named or feminine or female names, feminine, right?
Ships
storm.
Still are,
right?
But there was a thing. It was very sexist. That was the thing. That's why I said that about.
But it was
sexist that it was only named after women.
Why is this sexist? Star she blows. That's supposed to be a storm, right? Or is that another ship?
Star she blows.
Star she blows.
Referring
Captain.
To the referring to the wind, which they call Mariah.
That's sexist.
I guess so.
Damn. We got a lot to learn.
But Gonzalo.
Hola.
The hurricane.
That's a guy. That's a guy's name.
Yeah, it's a dude. They added the dude names because it wasn't cool.
Right, right.
It really was.
Well, Hurricane Frederick.
People were saying, well, wait a minute. Why are these horrible, massive disasters named after women?
Well, back in the 70s.
There might be some subtext there.
Yes.
In our male-dominated society.
When Hurricane Frederick ravaged the Gulf Coast, the Redneck Riviera. It even took out my climbing tree, which my father, listen to this shit. My father, the climbing
Wait,
tree.
Wait, you hit a climbing tree?
Oh, yes.
It had to be like 5 feet tall, right? You don't like to climb shit and do dangerous things?
No, I used to have fun. And then something changed. I was like, fuck it. It's not that long ago. Now I feel like everything is out to kill me.
Would you climb a tree now?
No. Why? So I can sit in the hospital
really?
Bed with a couple of broken legs?
Not like Michael Jackson.
Shitting in a bag.
Not like Michael Jackson.
If Michael Jackson's what, chasing me?
No, he used to go out and sit in trees on his Neverland ranch. I guess he would, I don't know, put on camouflage and wait for an 8-year-old to walk by.
I don't want to go up in the
like
Dick
Dynasty
tree again.
Dick Dynasty.
No, Dick Dynasty. Oh, God, that's a great porn name. Probably already been taken.
Oh, probably.
Most deaf.
It's a name of a porn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably. There's probably a bunch of porn stars wearing shitty ZZ Top. Merkins.
How horrible. But seriously, the Hurricane Frederick took out my climbing tree, and my dad tied ropes to it and tied it to the trailer hitch of the car, pulled the tree back up with car power, and then tied it off on stakes, and it fused back together.
No, like a...
Like Frankenstein.
Like the blob.
Right.
Damn.
I mean, you think about it. I saw the tree. I was so upset. I imagine there are other things to fix, too, but I wanted my climbing tree.
My climbing tree.
There's 800 trees in the backyard. Pick another one. That's why I don't have children, though.
I don't know. I guess you're saying 40. Damn, it's a Category 3 storm already.
Damn.
Began pounding Bermuda.
Damn, girl.
Take it, bitch. With wind and heavy. Well, it's Gonzalo is pounding Bermuda.
Gonzalo is a guy.
With wind and heavy surf.
Yes.
Bearing down on the tiny British territory.
Hello.
Oh, Bermuda's still British. I guess I wasn't
really
aware
of
that.
How evil is that? Jesus Christ, Tony Blair.
As a powerful Category 3 storm that could raise coastal seas by as much as 10 feet.
Hello.
The storm centered 100 miles south-southwest of Bermuda Friday afternoon.
Pip, pip.
Right now?
No, it's right now.
Top sustained winds of 125 MUPAs.
Miles per hour.
moving north-northeast.
Oh, shit.
Miles while expected to pass near or over Bermuda. So okay. I don't know that this one, unless it takes a left, is really slated to maybe come at, I guess it's going to come at Florida.
Is it going to go in the Gulf?
It looks like it's just going to tease. It's going to hit the tip. That's the cyclone. Somehow I clicked on the cyclone out in the Pacific. Imelda, by the way, there's another big storm.
In where?
In the Pacific. They call them cyclones instead of hurricanes.
Pussies.
And the cyclone there is I don't know, I guess it's getting ready to bitch slap like Southeastern Asia or something.
I tell you something. I have no desire to get in a plane and fly around that fucking part of the world because every time I look in the news, there's a horrible storm. It's a fucking horrible storm. And all I'm saying, I don't want to be in a plane. I don't want to be a metal death rocket during a cyclone. It sounds, I don't know if they have enough alcohol in the plane to keep me.
To keep you that medicated?
Yeah. because at some point, I mean, if it feels like the flight's not going well, it'd just be like, hey, put it on your credit card. Give me one of everything. And I don't know if I'm walking out of this motherfucker.
See, here's the headline on AccuWeather.com.
Oh, there, sorry.
Gonzalo to slam Bermuda on par with Hurricane Fabian.
Fabian?
Hurricane Lance.
Tropical Depression Frankie Valley
Fabian, right?
Is bearing down on the island.
Oh, wow.
Frankie Valley, man.
I know. I wasn't even thinking of the Fabian reference.
Oh, yeah. Fabian is a crooner, correct?
Kind of a weenie-sounding name.
Fabian. Fabian's a crooner. He's very masculine.
'60s, '50s and '60s.
Yeah. Lawrence Welk kind of shit, right?
I think he was kind of the Justin Bieber of the 50s.
Oh, really?
He was like 14 or 15 when he first started. He had his first hit.
If Fabian is alive or even recently dead right now, he's like, fuck you at Vile Experience.
Oh, yeah. He's tuned into to Crab Diving Dive.
I am not Bieber. Fabian. How fucking dare you?
Fabian, same haircut.
Oh, really?
Fabian's still alive.
Is that a recent picture or no?
Fabian is still with us. Well, that's from the 50s. Fabian's,
oh, okay. He's still around?
Sure, man.
You know that motherfucker still does tour days because he didn't get paid shit.
Born in 1942.
Oh, okay.
So 70?
What were his big hits? Shoo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop-a? Something like that?
He was discovered at age 15.
Right.
They were looking in South. Ooh, how creepy is this? Producers Bob Marcucci and Peter DeAngelis, owners of Chancellor Records.
Hey!
At the time, record producers were looking to the South Philadelphia neighborhoods in search of teenage talents with good looks.
Hey, go fuck yourself!
You're driving around trolling for hot teenagers.
In Philly.
Can you sing? Yo, can you sing?
Hey, I'm going to throw you a beating unless yeah. you sing this doo-wop ditty. Fucking Philadelphia.
Marcucci was a friend of Fabian's next-door neighbor.
My name is Marcucci.
Listen to this. One day, Fabian's father had a heart attack. And while he was being taken away in an ambulance, Marcucci spotted Fabian.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Fabian later recalled, this sounds creepy. This sounds like something that might happen.
He hit him with a blow dart and put him in the trunk.
Yeah, this sounds like a really, really late night in West Hollywood.
Get
he kept staring at me and looking at me. I had a crew cut, but this was the day of Rick Nelson and Elvis. He comes up and says to me, so, if you're ever interested in the rock and roll business, he hands me his card.
Unzips his pants.
He was just, by the way the guy looked, he didn't.
He couldn't sing?
He's like, yeah, look at this dude. I looked at the guy like he was fucking out of his mind. I told him, leave me alone. I'm worried about my dad. This is when they're hauling his dad off.
Did he say that? I looked at him like he was out of his fucking mind.
I looked at the guy like he was fucking out of his mind.
That's
I
hilarious.
Told him, leave me alone. I'm worried about my dad.
Okay.
Frankie Avalon, I guess, saw him.
Now, is Frankie Avalon, is that Mickey Avalon's father?
Not related.
No, are you sure?
They gave me a pompadour and some clothes and goddamn white bucks. I think those are white shoes. And I went out. He was the right look. I was the right look for what they were looking for.
Jesus Christ.
He was given an allowance from the record company of $30 a week. He kept working part-time at a pharmacy while studying high school, while practicing singing.
They probably ripped him off like a motherfucker. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. The first song... that was a hit was called Shivers.
Oh, yeah.
A
Shivers.
Local hit in Chicago, which helped him secure an appearance on Bandstand.
Oh, cool. That's Dick Clark's thing, right?
That's Dick Clark.
What the fuck show are we doing right now?
I know. How do we end up on Fabian? Oh, Fabian.
No, that's right.
Because of the hurricane.
Hurricane Fabian.
That's right.
Hey, listen, we want to know. We want to know the roots of shit, where stuff came from.
He also was an actor.
Oh. A thespian.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. During the Paola scandals of the 60s, Forte, that's his real name, Fabian Forte. Fabian's his real name. Fabiano.
Fabiano!
Fabiano Anthony Forte.
Oh, shit. That's a great name.
He testified before Congress that his recordings had been doctored electronically to improve his voice. So he was like one of the early...
Auto-tune
kind of shit.
Well, now, I mean, everybody would have to say yes.
His career in music basically ended at 18.
No.
He bought out his own contract with Marcucci for $65,000. And then he signed a contract with Dot Records, but he didn't spend... Then he decided to go into acting.
No.
So he was in a bunch of shitty 60s movies.
Wow.
There you go.
Guy's just standing on the street corner.
Right.
Hey, what's your name? Boy, I tell you, you got to respect an agent like that. He's like, ah, fuck it. Let's just drive around. I'll find some stupid kid that can sing.
In 1973, Fabian began singing again. In order to raise his profile, he posed nude for Playgirl magazine.
What year?
73.
This year I was born. Good for me.
That's something you could tell about somebody.
Yeah,
I was born in 73. You know that year that Fabian showed his cock in Playgirl.
Playgirl.
He retired again in 77, then started up again in 81. Recently, he's been appearing with Frankie Avalon and Bobby Rydell to perform concerts called, billing themselves as the Golden Boys.
Oh, my. Wow. I mean, damn.
There you go.
How do they get upstairs and
shit? Uh-oh. He was drafted rejected for military service during Vietnam. He was declared 4F,
right,
which means unfit for service, after presenting a doctor's note stating that induction into the Army could cause him to develop homosexual tendencies.
No way. Can you say that? Wait.
They put me in that place with all those men. All those men. I'm not gay now.
But do you remember one of the central storylines to MASH with Corporal Klinger? He wore a dress all the time. So he would get
4F'd?
Or...
There you go. Right, 4F. Yeah,
yeah,
unfit for service.
Yeah.
So it worked. He got rejected. He got a 4F because there was a doctor's note. He got a doctor to sign off on a note saying, if you put him into the Army, he's going to start sucking dick.
These doctors should be fucking ashamed of themselves.
That's amazing.
Oh, shit.
God, this is in his Wikipedia, and it's just brushed over.
Wackipedia.
I mean,
I want to know about that.
How do you get out by saying, if you put me in the Army, I may start liking starfish?
Right. There's a chance.
Could cause him to develop homosexual tendencies. So it's not like even he was saying he's not saying I'm gay. I can't go in the defer me because I'm a homosexual. He's saying if you put me in, I may turn into one.
Right. I'm not gay. But if you put me in that tank with that beautiful Aryan-like gunner.
I have a thing for uniforms.
I might get him pregnant.
Right.
How stupid. Damn.
It's amazing. It worked. Good for him. If you want to get out of a shitty war, rock on, man.
Ugh, God. That's crazy.
He and his wife are currently involved in the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, and he's helped raise money for veterans with celebrity golf tournaments and stuff. He lives on a 20-acre...
Right.
20-acre.
Ooh.
20-acre of house.
Where?
A 20-acre piece of property in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
20 acres. Yeah. I mean, does he? Well, but he does when he does all these charities for veterans. I guess does he hang around them? Is he worried that he's going to turn gay?
Apparently not.
How do you say that? Who do you even say that to? Listen, I thank you so much for the opportunity to be drafted and sent to Vietnam to get killed. But listen, little thing here. I'm worried that it's going to turn me homosexual.
Right.
Who do I talk to about that? Where's the form?
Is there a specialist?
There's got to be a form. Here's what happens. The guy turned in the form. The clerk came into the sergeant. So I was like, listen, Sarge, listen, I think we got a real one here, a live one. He says he could turn gay. His name is Fabian, for fuck's sake. His name is Fabian.
Yeah,
he's a dandy. Look at the pompadour and the white shoes.
When you took the O off his name, you sent him down the road to dick sucking.
Oh, yes. You know what? He actually wore his assless chaps that day. Sign up for the Army.
He was the precursor to Prince,
yeah.
Are you saying?
Oh, yeah.
Man, amazing. I don't know how we ended up doing 10 minutes on Fabian, but Fabian, ladies and gentlemen, named after, well, they named a hurricane.
Yeah.
Fabian, so that's how we
Hurricane Fabian.
43-foot waves, they're reporting.
Well, good luck. Good luck to everybody down there in Bermuda.
From Gonzalo.
Gonzalo. Stay indoors, sandbag it up.
That was from Fox News New York.
So news.
Fox News New York.
What are they saying people should do? Are they evacuating Bermuda? Where do you go? Higher ground? It's an island, for fuck's sake. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of fucked. Find high ground.
You have to, you have to take plywood and screw it all over all windows, because I mean, if the pressure comes through your window, that's how the roof of your house gets fucking popped off.
Oh, right. It blows out from the – yeah. The
Everybody knows that shit in Florida.
Same with tornadoes.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
That's why you should – like the couple of times we'd had to run to the basement, my dad was always like, open a couple of windows.
Yeah.
Just to try to equalize the pressure so the house didn't blow up.
Damn.
Gonzalo killed somebody already.
Oh,
shit. Claimed one life in the Dutch territory of St. Martin.
Dutch? Does anybody own Bermuda that's from there?
I think there's – it seems like apparently there's a lot of that the Bahamas are still
Morsky.
Chopped up into little pieces in the Caribbean.
What are the Dutch?
I mean, the Caribbean is still divvied up by the marauders of Europe who could get their boats here the fastest.
Hey, man, fucking white guys. If you got a nice little island that's beautiful and tropical and shit, we're going to own it and cut that shit up.
You're really fucking white. Columbus,
Johnny Depp owned
Columbus
the whole
was
island.
Was a minority compared to the Dutch.
You think people came to Columbus's little territory? They were like, hey, this is beautiful here. Hey, why'd you cut the noses off of all the indigenous people? That might piss them off at some point.
What's that knocker made out of on your door?
Ooh. A nose or a dick.
It's real knockers.
Oh, yeah.
Knockers. In the Pacific, Tropical Storm Anna now.
Anna.
Man, they're just cranking them up. Good thing there's no climate change or anything weird going on. That is, might be aiming towards Hawaii.
Oh, perfect.
See, I've never. Have you been through a hurricane? Like,
yeah.
You've sat in the house with the
hurricane.
Or have you bailed?
Hurricane Frederick. Now we bailed from the house we were at. We went over to my uncle's house, who was. We were really close, kind of close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You just go there. You fucking sit in the basement. Well, Floridians don't have basement. You sit in You sit in a room that doesn't have windows.
Right.
And the walls are
bathroom.
Yeah.
Frequently. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. And you just hang out. I don't know.
Hang out and listen to AM radio. And
hopefully a tree doesn't
sit
fall.
There with a – did your dad have a kit like a flashlight and
that
shit?
Oh, shit, dude. My dad used to build robots out of pool filters.
Oh,
shit,
awesome.
You know? Yeah. My uncle – I had an uncle that had a pool business, and my dad took the guts of some remote control dealio. And built a little remote control robot with a pool filter that would light up and his little arms would move. Shit, but they used
cool.
it as like a promo item for this guy's pool business.
Like
my uncle's pool business. Yeah.
It's like those mannequins with the big tits they have out here.
Oh, yeah.
On Vermont Avenue.
I can't remember.
Koreatown.
Yeah.
For the tobacco.
Right.
But the other place was an insurance place.
I can't remember if my dad put tits on the robot. Dad, if you're listening and you can remember whether or not you put tits on
tits
it,
on
give
the
us
robot.
A call, 855-862-7234.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Crab Nation Live, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, wrapping up your week. We're going to be back. We got you're going to have to prepare for this.
Yes.
Lube up, put the plug in, whatever you need
perfect.
To stretch out, get ready for...
What,
Glenn
more?
Beck.
We're not going to do any Paul Anka news?
Glenn Beck. No. Glenn Beck losing his shit.
No!
About Ebola.
Oh, I can't wait.
Of course, it wouldn't be Friday without the top five songs of the week, according to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen.
They've been better, though.
Men. In fact, our opening song today, here on... Excuse me, on Crab Nation.
That wasn't from the top five.
From the number one song in the year 1974, 40 years ago today, Billy Preston's Nothing from Nothing.
Oh, God, that's a great song.
Means nothing.
Billy Preston.
What else?
I don't, God, we don't need to go down the Billy Preston wormhole, do we? I was going to say, what else did Billy Preston?
Well, you'll hear Billy Preston when we come back for a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Take a hit, take a shit. Whatever you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, more Crab Nation on the other side.
Yay!
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is Zelo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeCharge Tuesday. or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one thing.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, here at Crab Nation on a Friday, putting a big shiny pink bow on your fucking week.
Yeah, take it, take it. Take my bow.
Take my pink bow.
Take my pink bow, please.
The headline. Over on, we did the Drudge Report.
Yes.
We do the Drudge Report? Did we dumb down the Drudge?
Know.
Oh, it was about the hurricane. That's right. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Also not about Ebola, amazingly
what?
Enough.
Yes.
Something actually a far greater danger to the country.
No.
The big red letters, judicial crisis looming? Question mark. As one set of pollsters, I guess, is now predicting that the Republicans have a 68% chance of taking the Senate.
Nearly 69.
Which is a disaster.
Wait,
for this country.
Wait. I thought there wasn't a chance of that happening.
Now there's this group of polls that they aggregated, I guess, is saying that there's a 68% chance that the
I hate aggregators.
Will win.
There's
a 10% chance total that the race in Kansas, if Greg Orman wins, he's the guy who's the independent.
Go Royals.
If he beats the, Are they from Kansas? Or are they from Missouri?
Oh, my God. I just assumed Kansas. I don't fucking... You know, I don't know.
Are the Royals from Kansas City, Missouri?
Damn it. I have no fucking idea. I've always assumed they're from Kansas City, fucking Kansas.
They probably are, but...
No,
they could be from Kansas City, Missouri.
I bet we can find that out on the fucking...
The internet is at our fingers.
Tell me, Al Gore.
But if that independent dude wins in Kansas, they're saying it's a 10.9% chance that he will decide who has the majority, because it'll be half and half.
Dude,
it must be Missouri.
I thought all these years it was fucking the state of Kansas. I bet most people fucking think that. I mean, I'm not totally fucking stupid. eh. You know what I mean? There's got to be a lot of other people that believe fucking the damn, I really – so wait, are the Kansas City Chiefs, are they in Missouri as well? Oh.
Yeah.
What's in Kansas City, Kansas? Is there even such a city?
Kansas City, Mo, is bigger than Kansas City, Kansas.
No.
Isn't it like half and half? Don't they share – isn't like one city? I don't know.
Yeah.
Geography here on Crab Nation. But
who fucking cares?
Well, so now they're saying that there might be a – if the Republicans take over,
right,
nothing is going to get done because nothing the president – anybody the president nominates for anything
– right.
Will be turned down.
Well, wait. They put that Surgeon General guy through, right?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They won't put that guy through.
Okay.
He appointed a czar.
Oh,
a ridiculous
right.
czar now, because they won't approve the Surgeon General because of guns. Remember,
oh, God,
he says he thinks guns should be a public health care issue. So, the NRA told the Senate they can't confirm him, and the Senate does nothing but suck NRA dick.
No,
so they said, "Yeah, fine, whatever you say, Wayne LaPierre."
You make the noise that Anthony Hopkins, I was about to say Anthony Michael Hall, makes in Silence of the Lambs.
That's the sequel, the little known sequel when
16.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it straight once and for all. Fucking Kansas City Royals, they're a Missouri team. Anthony Hopkins was in the Silence of the Lambs.
Right. Right.
Get your facts straight.
So that is the headline over on the Huffington Post. That there's a 68% chance
69
that we're going to have a judicial crisis because they're already saying some of these dried cum stains are already saying they're already saying that well you know we don't if there's nine judges on this one bench. We don't need nine. We don't need nine. Because right now they have a little bit of a GOP.
A GOP.
They have a little bit of a conservative lead on some of these courts. And if Obama were to nominate some justices and fill these empty spots.
Oh, bummer.
Then they would, they might lose their control of the courts. And so they're not going to. They're just going to filibuster everybody. Yeah. They're not going to bother.
Can they do something to help me? I'm bleeding out my asshole. I have Ebola. Fuck you.
Well, this
you
is where the nuclear option might turn around and bite
nuclear.
The Democrats in the asshole because then now they will not be able to filibuster shit that the Republicans are trying to put up.
What is wrong with this country?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, dude, you mentioned the Surgeon General and the gun thing.
Yes.
My friend on Facebook, who I don't have to mention his name, but you and I every once in a while, I'll show you pictures of this guy. He's way into guns.
I know who you're talking about.
He's got guns. He's got this whole photo album of his little kid shooting guns, and it's kind of fucked up, right? It's a little disturbing. Well, this morning, the context doesn't matter, but he says, in the gun community, many of us use abbreviations that are well known within the group, like SBR, short-barreled rifle.
Short-barreled rifle.
I didn't know. I didn't know there's a whole code. Listen to this. This is my favorite. CQB, close quarters battle. What the fuck is this?
That one.
When do they have this? Who's having a close quartered gun battle, dude?
In Florida.
In Florida. This guy, I think, lives in Georgia. Doesn't matter. But this is a good one. This is a really good one. EDC. What do you know? What do you think that is? The initials don't quite make sense, but it's EDC.
I don't know.
Everyday.
Cunty.
No, everyday carry gun. I don't know why it wouldn't be EDG, but it's funny that they.
Oh, so that's your walking around gun.
Yeah, it's your EDC. Hey, what's your EDC? I go with the phaser.
I guess WAG wouldn't fit.
walking around gun. Well, that's that. No. WAG. That's wives.
And girlfriends.
So that's taken.
They don't use that here in America.
Hello.
That's a British thing, right? The WAGs.
UK. Like soccer, right?
The British WAG.
Football.
The wives and girlfriends.
Hey, what's your EDC, motherfucker? What's your everyday carry?
It's so ridiculous.
What would be your everyday carry gun if you had if you were walking around all day?
Zombie
apocalypse?
Just a nice 9mm.
I tell you what, I went shooting with you, and I would have to carry around just a nice sawed-off shotgun and get real close.
That was a 9mm that we went shooting that we used that day.
Why don't you get something you can hit something with, though? I mean, you hit some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I peppered the outer thigh area of my fucking. Listen, I need a shotgun, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Big shotgun, get real close. Or maybe I just don't need to be involved in that part.
CQC.
What is that?
Close quarters combat, right?
Close quarters. No. That, oh, I already closed it.
Oh, was that one of the ones we just had?
Oh, stupid, though. But these gun people, they're nerds, essentially.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they're gun nerds.
They're nerds with things – unlike nerds that are video game nerds or like LARPs.
They're armed nerds.
Yeah. There's no play.
Right. What am I looking for here? It's
we're going to do some Paul Anka news.
We are going to do some Paul Anka news. Talking about the Ebola.
Yay.
Apparently he showered, scraped off the chocolate sauce and the canned spaghetti that had been hurled at him earlier
yummy.
For that scientific demonstration that Glenn Beck gave.
Dude, I tell you, if Kate had been in that room, she would have been all over Glenn Beck's, right, that outfit. It's like,
chocolate and spaghetti.
She would have been her little tongue would have been licking the fucking.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for a Friday edition of the Glenn Beck Moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen, the Uber Fuhrer, Grand Poobah.
He is a fucking clown.
Of the blaze.
I mean, to be sure, he's a fucking clown.
Yeah.
I mean,
brilliant.
He's a showman!
Bravo to him.
He's like, hey, what's that guy? Barnum. Barnum.
P.T.
He's P.T. Barnum.
That's right.
Right-wing P.T. Barnum.
And a lot of suckers.
It's true.
Glenn Beck has been opining, you know, on everything. He's got a lot of time to fill.
I'm sad.
And he now is he's lost his shit.
No.
About the Ebola. So here's the clip, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn Beck.
Oh, my God.
Talking about Ebola. So slowly gaining speed.
Slowly I turn.
And then finally.
Is that what it is?
Running off the rails.
Slowly I turn.
Step by step. Inch by inch.
Niagara Falls.
This is what will be said a year from now. If this gets out of control, how can there possibly be a God when he allows this to happen? He didn't. We did. By not standing up and saying, demanding, by not calling our congressmen, our senators, by not going to Washington, by not standing in front of the Capitol, by not standing in the hallways and demanding. Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your minds?
Stand outside Congress and
I love it.
Are you out of your mind?
I love his reasoning. I wish we could have prevented Ebola by everybody yelling at a building. Is
right.
that what he's saying?
Apparently. Yell,
are you out of your mind?
Yell at Congress. Are you out of your mind?
Was he sitting at his like anchor area?
No.
He wasn't up.
No, he's sitting
La Resistance!
Sitting down. Raging.
He's out of his fucking mind.
He's probably so mad he's going to have to go out back and shoot something at his
Oh,
range.
Shit.
Remember that clip?
Oh, yeah. There's an intern.
There's a vine out there of Glenn Beck going out relieving some tension in the back where they've got a shooting range.
That intern better have his EDC loaded and cleaned and ready for
What did you say?
Shit.
He took a shot and then he goes, that's how we do it in Texas.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it?
Amazing. That's not scary.
No,
squirt me with chocolate sauce.
Yeah, it's a man with $600 houndstooth glasses.
Let me ask you something. Did the clip that you just played, did that precede the chocolate shower or no?
Don't know.
I wonder if it did.
I didn't carbon date it. I don't know.
You didn't carbon date
it?
Science, fuck you.
Here he continues. Have you lost your mind?
This is not about a loss of rights. This is not about my taxes. This is not about you even spying on me. This is about you being so unbelievably incompetent, you are putting the lives of millions of people at stake. We are no longer talking about anything but lives. And these lives are not Republican lives, not Democrat lives, not old people, young people, all people. These are the lives of all people. E pluribus unum. We are about to become one again.
She's amazing. He pulls out e pluribus unum.
We are about to become one again. I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, e pluribus unum, before the Christianists
yes.
got a hold of it in the 50s because of, you know, commies, that used to be our national motto.
Okay.
E pluribus unum, which is Latin for from many one,
okay.
out of many one.
Okay. Well.
That means that, you know, we form one,
right.
we're stronger together kind
like,
of thing.
Are we like Voltron? You remember that
That's
cartoon?
Exactly it. The 13 states were like Voltron, and Florida was the asshole.
Oh, yeah. Florida's always going to be the asshole. I mean, Glenn Beck, I don't even know what to say. What was that first thing? I almost want to hear. Can we hear that clip again? Because
this one?
Like when he's, the one we just heard. Because when he's yelling at the beginning, it's like.
This is not about a loss of rights.
Right.
This is not about my taxes. This is not about you even spying on me. This is about you being so unbelievably incompetent, you are putting the lives of.
This is not about you looking at me while I shower.
No, he's yelling at Congress, remember.
Really?
This is him channeling what America apparently should be doing, surrounding the Capitol and yelling, have you lost your mind?
So he's bitching out Congress.
Yes.
Now, is he bitching them out to the camera, or is there someone sitting there in a chair representing Congress to make the moment more real?
He took the Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yes.
It's the same chair. It's the same chair.
That's why, listen, people are freaking out about this Clint Eastwood thing with the chair. I've thought about it, and, you know, a lot of times Clint Eastwood probably does, he does scenes, and maybe the other actor isn't there to film the scenes with him, so he's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll talk to the chair. I don't give a shit. I'm a director. I understand. I'd rather just talk to the chair. So maybe that's what he was doing.
Well, it was a last-moment decision, according to everybody around there, that he really didn't have anything prepared.
Yeah. Don't go on, then. That's what I would say for Clint Eastwood. Like, just say he's an old man. Just say you're sick. That's what I would do if I was him.
Don't go on.
You don't have anything to fucking say.
And is Clint Eastwood known for his improv abilities? I mean,
oh, yes.
Was he on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Ever?
You know, yeah, he was. He was
Can
really
you see him
good.
Doing the hoedown?
Yeah, I'd say. That's what he did, the musical thing.
Right.
he did the musical improv. Clint Eastwood. You know, he used to do stand-up back in the day. He was on Second City and Groundlings.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He was on SCTV. Hilarious.
Yes,
he
man.
Was on that season of Mad TV, remember? With Tracy Morgan and whoever.
Whatever. So...
Clint Eastwood.
Right. Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen. Still fired up. There's more. He continues. He gets angrier.
There's no way this guy isn't speaking from his diaphragm and isn't doing some form of vocal prep.
Mm-hmm.
He has a coach. I bet you $10 billion he's got. Dude, he's got some famous fucking motherfucker from Yale that used to voice coach amazing plays. And I'll
stand there and mists lemon water with honey.
He's got all these friends.
Cords.
That he corresponds with back in the day at the old theater.
Hopefully not Joan Rivers' doctor.
No. But no. He's a voice coach. It's all his actor friends. He used to do Broadway plays with. Now he's down in fucking the Blaze because
yeah.
he's getting paid a shitload.
It's dry in Texas.
He's losing his mind.
Rough on the cords.
Oh, really? Oh, yes, it is.
Down there.
You have to put your throat in a humidor.
Right. There's all that hatred in Christianity.
God, he's just – why is he? He's really screaming. I hope he warmed up before this.
I know you're concerned for him. Here he continues.
Through our ramifications, he will humble us. And these people in Washington are so arrogant. I haven't seen any humility. I haven't seen anyone in Washington say, hey, you know what? I was wrong about ISIS. You know what? I was wrong about Benghazi. You know what? I was wrong about the caliphate. Oh, you know what? It seems I was wrong about the economy. Oh, I was wrong about health care. Oh, I seem to have been wrong. Maybe I will humble myself now and fall to my knees and say, Lord, everything I seem to be doing seems to be wrong. Where do you want me to go?
Isn't that from the second act of Richard III?
Once more into the breach!
Right.
Once more!
Amazing.
Slings and arrows!
Is Isn't that amazing?
He's got it. Somebody's got to get him out of that blaze and put some Shakespeare in his fucking needy little palms. I want to hear him do a little Henry V. He's a little old. Who gives a fuck? I want him do the tennis ball speech.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
He's out of his mind.
Oh,
out of his mind. Pounding the desk, screaming.
He would make a great bottom.
not that type of bottom.
In Midsummer Night's Dream.
Or he might.
Bottom the tailor, right?
Quite
was Bottom the tailor?
What?
Bottom was the tailor?
Yes.
He would be great.
The
bottom.
One that turns into the jackass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spoiler alert.
I know, but you haven't read it.
For those of you who don't know Midsummer Night's Dream.
Those of you with Midsummer Night's Dream sitting in your Netflix queue. Sorry.
I took the blows.
Yes. I think it's a shame he's not doing theater. I really do. Don't you? I mean, fuck this Blaze shit, Glenn.
Glenn
fuck
should be acting.
Shit.
So here is Glenn Beck, who's wrapping up our clips for today, our Glenn Beck moment.
To be or not to be!
How amazing. That's like the best clip ever.
I know. We got a moth in
giant
here.
Giant moth flying around
from
here.
The Silence of the Lamb.
Glenn Beck wrapping it up about Ebola. trying to keep himself on.
Does
the
he
road.
Have a scarf and like a special hat on, or is he just normal Glenn Beck, or you don't know, it's just audio?
I don't remember which Glenn this was.
I think he's in a leotard. For mobility!
Yeah, he really loses his shit. It's on rightwingwatch.org.
Do you think right before he does this makeup, the makeup guy, makeup! They hit him with makeup, and he's off for his speech. His missive.
Okay, it's Glenn wearing... It's Lumberjack Glenn. He's got...
I don't like it.
He's got a red flannel, red checked shirt on, unbuttoned, two buttons, with a white T-shirt underneath.
I got to tell you, I would have gone with a different Glenn Beck outfit for this speech. That wardrobe does not match the speech.
And he's got I don't know what his hat is. It says 91 on it.
Oh, that's Jackie Robinson's
number. Is it
Jackie
Robinson?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a shape of Texas with a 91, so it's probably a Ranger or a...
Bullshit meaning.
Yeah.
Oh, 91 days, that guy's been caught in Mexico. Whatever. I think it's a bad choice of wardrobe for this speech, Glenn. No offense. Beautiful speech, wrong outfit.
So, well, he's kind of wearing his Coach Dave outfit.
Who directs his shit, by the way? Because
it's a great director.
Because I know, but in this instance, the director should have said, "Listen, I know you're going to do that big speech today."
We learned yesterday that Glenn, in the hashtag Ask Glenn on
God.
Twitter,
that's what he should have wore.
That he picks his own wardrobe.
Now,
much to the chagrin of his staff.
Well, listen, there are people that went theater school to do wardrobe and costuming. You let them do their fucking job, and you do your fucking job, Glenn.
How dare you?
He should have had the ascot on. With the tri-corner hat.
Raging with an ascot? Oh, it's little tea bags hanging.
Put your Napoleon outfit on again.
Glenn Beck, here's how he wraps up, ladies and gentlemen, on Ebola.
Seems I've been advised by my advisors, who are the best in the world, the smartest, the brightest, the best, the youngest, the strongest. It seems like I've surrounded myself with people who don't understand universal laws. So maybe I will fire some of those people.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I will expand my horizons. Maybe I will think out of the box I've created for myself. No, instead, I will stand, I will hold my chin up like Mussolini, and I will smile, and I will dictate some more.
I will stand, I will hold my head up like Mussolini. I have hired the strongest, the brightest, the best,
Mussolini.
The most supple.
Yeah, Mussolini had great posture. He was really did. But, yeah,
but,
he did the Alexander technique.
But wasn't Mussolini a bit of a tyrant?
Well, you know, details.
I mean, I'm not a historian per se.
Well, that's what he's talking about. He's saying that isn't he saying that's what Congress is doing? Their response
right.
is, no, I'm just going to stand here. Like Mussolini.
I got to tell you, this guy's amazing, because I think, personally, the most amazing thing in Shakespeare is when you have a list items set off by commas, and that's what he has. Each one's different. The best. The brightest.
That's right.
The strongest. Oh, God.
Seems I've been advised by my advisors, who are the best in the world, the smartest, the brightest, the best, the youngest, the strongest. It seems like I've surrounded myself with people who don't understand universal laws. So maybe I will fire some of those people. Maybe I will expand my horizons. Maybe I will think out of the box I've created for myself. No, instead, I will stand, I will hold my chin up like Mussolini, and I will smile, and I will dictate some more.
That one's too good.
Listen, man, there's some people back there like, who's getting fired? I don't want to get fired from this sweet gig. What else am I doing in Texas? I just bought a house a mile away from the compound.
Glenn Beck.
You don't want to use, I don't think you want to lose that job.
The Glenn Beck gig?
No.
No.
I would be great at that job. I've had a day job for years, and I have one rule.
Don't lose that job.
I agree with my boss. I don't give a fuck. Oh, the sky's purple? The sky's purple. You're fucking right. Anybody else who thinks the sky is not purple, kill him!
That has been, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Nation, your Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
I mean, there's just like, whew. I mean, that's exhausting to even listen to. I mean, he's just got the energy. He must, when he gets, well, his show starts at 5 Pacific or Eastern. When's it run on the Blaze? We saw that time the other day.
5 Eastern.
How long is it? Is it 2 hours?
A couple hours, maybe?
God damn. What do you think? You think he just peels off his clothes and they're just drenched in sweat?
But he does multiple shit, doesn't he? He's got a radio show, and then he also does a TV show, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I'll...
Like the flying spaghetti and the and the chocolate sauce wasn't part of the radio show, I don't think. That was part of Blaze TV.
Listen, I want to say if a segment producer thought up that shoot him in the face with chocolate syrup,
yes,
kudos for having the balls to pitch that, because I would if I thought of that idea,
that's his idea.
I would keep it to myself.
That's
but you're right,
idea.
That's his idea.
That's
nobody's
absolutely
like,
his idea. Yeah,
he doesn't have like a Hollywood type. You know, Glenn, what might be hilarious?
Yeah, what if we get a real guy to puke on me?
Yeah,
and shit on me.
Oh, we can find that.
I mean,
oh,
on Saturday I had a guy shit on. Oh,
there's this truck stop down on Route 9 by Fort Worth.
Yeah, there's a glory hole.
Oh, you could definitely put that
the
together
with the
on
brown
Craigslist.
Stains around it. What?
Yeah, Texas is a huge place.
It's big.
You can find somebody that'll. I mean, they could have saved some money on the Hershey syrup. He must
don't mess with Texas.
Oh, God, fuck off. Listen, he must have. What do you think the planning was like? I don't mean to make it about this bit he did, but what do you think the planning was like? When he was like, I want you to hit me with something that's like puke. Did they go in the green room and like, we got a can of spaghetti? Or did someone actually have to make
the
spaghetti?
You think there were different bowls of what it, you think they tested? You think some poor PA had to sit around taking loads of Cheerio of SpaghettiOs,
right.
and
oh, do you think they rehearsed it before
right.
Mr. Glenn did it?
Absolutely, stand-in.
Fuck yes,
yeah.
Oh yes, if right. you're smart, Glenn Beck is God on that. You try it out on some motherfucker. You're gonna stand here. You're gonna take shit in the face until we're happy. Okay, dummy.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I just wondering how it came about because. Because you could say it was last moment, but then where did they get the hazmat suit? Do they just have that lying around the compound, or did a costumer actually have to order it? Or
oh,
go,
they had to get those.
Go find it at a hospital?
It is the Blaze. They probably have.
You think they have like an apocalypse like
there's
kit?
A safe room. You know Glenn has a safe room.
Panic room?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, he's got his panic room stocked.
Through our ramifications, he will humble us. And these people in Washington are so arrogant. I haven't seen any humility. I haven't seen anyone in Washington say, hey, you know what? I was wrong about ISIS. You know what? I was wrong about Benghazi. You know what? I was wrong about the caliphate. Oh, you know what? It seems I was wrong about the economy. Oh, I was wrong about health care. Oh, I seem to have been wrong. Maybe I will humble myself now and fall to my knees and say, Lord, everything I seem to be doing seems to be wrong. Where do you want me to go?
God, he's so good. When you hear that O, what is that thing in Shakespeare? The Exo Phineas O?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
The Exo Phineas O.
And then that final line, monosyllabic.
Yeah,
every word was important.
He built
hammered.
That list, too. Did you hear him
Damn.
Build to that final
oh!
I don't know what I'm doing. That was brilliant.
Right.
You couldn't direct that better.
From the gut.
Couldn't direct it better.
The man's loony, but he's sure good at talking. Why didn't this motherfucker run for office?
He,
you know what I mean?
Oh, God, he can make far more.
Oh, you're right.
Kidding.
I mean, Jesus.
Jesus, why did he bother?
God, he's Looney Tunes as fuck. Oh!
Truly, truly incredible.
He just must come off that set every day just drenched. Drenched and sweaty. He's got to hit the showers. He's hitting the showers right at – you think they have shower, his own personal shower at the compound? Or is it a communal shower like in a locker room?
No, like those trees like in a high school when those horrible shower trees where you stand in a circle and shower.
You imagine?
Couldn't be creepier.
You're showering off at the compound and in the corner Glenn Beck's over there practicing his exophineal toe. I just want a loofah in my back.
Oh my God.
I never could do the exophineal toe like that. I'm jealous of Glenn Beck. Fuck him. God damn it. I can't deliver a speech like that guy. He's too good.
I can't help you. He's truly, truly, truly amazing. He's a talent.
We got to isolate that exophineous out.
There's so much to isolate from this.
It's just insane.
So that's Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen, talking about
Kudos.
The Ebola.
Yay.
And losing his fucking shit.
Oh.
Speaking of Ebola. Also, I didn't download this clip.
You were wrong about Benghazi.
Because I knew we were going to have an extended Glenn Beck moment.
He got Benghazi in there too, by the way. Let's not. You were wrong about Benghazi.
He did.
And what's the other thing he said? You're wrong about platypus.
The caliphate.
What is caliphate?
That's the ISIS, the kingdom that ISIS has declared.
No,
the
caliphate.
The caliph is the leader of the, of Islam. So it's
you were
caliphate.
Wrong. About caliphate.
Right.
He almost has a Khan moment. You remember when Kirk's son gets killed by Khan?
Absolutely Khan moment.
But I'm sorry. Glenn Beck might be better than Shatner. Ooh, who would win in a speech off? Glenn Beck versus the Shat. William Shatner.
Sophie's choice that is, man.
They're both crazy.
I know. That's so hard. Can we have them both do it?
Yes. Oh, yes. A double team.
Right.
Do it once.
Well, also... I think it was on yesterday's show, on Glenn Beck's radio program. He had
the caliphate
than the distinguished representative from Texas, Louis Gohmert.
Okay, not talented at all, not interesting, a horrible fucking speaker.
Louis Gohmert, the pride of Texas, who apparently. Is also a healthcare expert.
Aspersions on my asparagus.
He knows a lot about asparagus.
Who the fuck? Sometimes I think when I hear these lunatics, these Republicans, I want to know who voted for him, and I want them to just explain why. Why did you vote for Louis Gohmert? What was it about him that
made you
say?
Because he gets up and he says, there's a black guy in the White House, and I'm going to vote against everything he says.
God, we got to get Ben Nye up there to do a little makeup on Obama and just make him look more white or something. You
know Louis Gohmert declared on Thursday while talking to Glenn Beck.
Oh.
And then later I saw he was on Fox and Turds or something.
Fox and Friends with Steve Ducey.
And said, kind of doubled down on it. He said that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, Director Tom Frieden, is in charge of, quote, the Democrats' war on women nurses.
Oh, shit. Because it was women nurses that caught Ebola?
Right. I heard this first part. Glenn Beck says, we have Louis Gohmert. Welcome, Louis Gohmert. And he says, how you doing? And
welcome, Louis Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert says, okay, but do any of us really know for sure? That's how he opens.
Somebody rehearsed that shit in the shower.
I'm okay, but do any of us really know for sure?
Oh, God.
Because, you know, that black guy is flying over Texas, jerking off and spreading his semen of Ebola all over Texas.
Yummy.
Only the white people, though.
Right.
And then to that response, Glenn, who eats Louis Gohmert's hot and steamy shit up.
Stop with the images.
Says, Well, if the CDC says you're not okay, then you're okay in my book.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, you can't trust anything that the CDC says.
The CDC, it's a bunch of fucking scientists in white lab coats that are trying to make us not die, right? I mean, do you agree with me? Or do you think they're some evil fucking organization out to fucking get us all?
Again, these are the facts. We do not have an outbreak of Ebola in the United States. Nowhere.
That's Shepard Smith.
I like Shep.
Who
we got to get him in.
I know has information somewhere.
Kate, get Shep Smith in studio.
Do you think he fucked Rupert Murdoch?
Right. And fucked him for real?
Well, I don't know. He's got something on him.
Like
how can Shepard Smith have a job on Fox News saying shit like that?
He's good looking. He looks good in
rouge. Suggestions have been made publicly that leaders and medical professionals may be lying to us. Those suggestions are completely without basis in fact.
So Shep Smith is disputing what Glenn Beck just said about if the CDC says you're not okay, then you're okay in my book. Because he believes that the CDC and Tom Friedman are lying to us because they lied about Benghazi.
Maybe Shepard Smith is seeing the writing on the wall. Maybe he thinks, like, the future of Fox News and right-wing news is like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Steve Ducey, Liquid U.
We wish Elizabeth Hasselbeck the best, by the way.
Why? What's going on with her?
She had some surgery. She's off for – they're being very quiet about it. She is on medical leave.
Lobotomy.
She's fine, recovering.
You wouldn't notice.
But – maybe they're trying to put the pieces back together.
Let's put it in there. We did it wrong.
It
has to be wrong.
The tiny little pieces back together.
We're going to try to fix her brain.
But they won't. They're not releasing what procedure she had done. But here on Crab Nation, because she's entertaining as fuck,
yeah,
we wish her all the best and speedy return to Fox and Cunts.
Right. Let me tell you something. I don't know what's going on, but I hope she's still hot when she comes out of it if she wants a job. I know how it goes down on Fox.
Maybe she had a little work done.
I don't know.
We don't know. They're being very coy about it. Very coy.
Quiet.
Must be a woman thing. They must have had to go into her vajayjay, and they don't want to talk about that.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she has a right to privacy.
Oh, sure. I agree with you. I wouldn't.
Maybe she has Ebola.
If I had a.
Do you think Elizabeth Hasselbeck has Ebola?
Oh, yes.
Maybe because of her experience on Vanuatu.
It's been dormant.
From
Survivor?
From Survivor. They decided that they should send her to Africa to report on what's going on with Ebola. She's lived
imagine?
In the jungle.
Who's that dude?
She's got experience.
Right. Who's the announcer guy who's got the best gig ever? What's his fuck? What's his name?
Probst. Probst.
Steve Probst?
Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst. Like, he's got the sweetest gig on the planet.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But what if he went there?
He gets to go stay at the 5-star hotel.
What if he went there
and rides in on a Jeep while these assholes are out getting their
poor motherfucker
eaten by mosquitoes.
That poor motherfucker accidentally catches something horrible like Ebola or some weird fucking...
Jeff Probst?
Yeah, that he can't... No one can fucking cure. That'd be the worst thing ever, man. Like, you got the best gig. You stand there fucking... He gets a teleprompter, too, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know if they haul a prompter out to the
bullshit.
Island. He has to say two sentences. I would hope that he's professional enough to memorize
that. Let me tell you something. I get to the point where I can score a sweet gig like that. Yeah, you're going to drop a teleprompter in. I don't want to learn the lines. I don't care.
And I only want to be shot from the waist up, and somebody better be filleting me.
Yeah, that, and also hold the lines in front of my fucking face. That's what I want, right in front of the lens, so you don't even, you know what I mean?
So Louis Gohmert said,
"What a dick."
Quote, after Glenn said, "It's if the CDC says you're not okay, then you're okay in my book." Louis Gohmert, who I think I wrote on Facebook, apparently tinfoil hats rubbing on your head doesn't cure baldness.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Then said, "You know, it's a shame that the CDC head, Frieden, is apparently the commander of the Democrats' new war on women nurses." Because, good night, they set them up and then they throw them under the bus.
God.
Throwing the nurses under the bus. So, because
the moron that
answered the phone at the CDC when that nurse called in and said, "You know what? I got a fever. I was treating Ebola dude in Texas.
Well, maybe the person was a temp. They
didn't
know
anybody. Can I fly? Can I get on a flight? Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, yeah. Who's manning the phones at the CDC?
Maybe it's somebody like me. Yeah, I don't care. Fly. What do I give a fuck?
Well, it's probably exactly what happened. They looked. They said. She said I got a 99.5 temp,
right.
And they looked at the little piece of paper that said, if you're under 100.4, you're good to go, and they said, yeah, go ahead, fly. They don't know what's going on. They didn't use discretion. They
Let
didn't
me tell
use,
you something.
Know, they weren't smart about it. But to then blame the entire CDC and go all the way up to Frieden and some vast conspiracy to attack women nurses.
It is stupid.
It is retarded.
Yes. Let me tell you something.
I shouldn't use that one.
Well, yeah,
but it's whatever. Fucking retarded.
It is.
I'm
dumb.
Sorry.
It's fucking stupid.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And listen, when I was a temp, I can't tell you if somebody asked me a question, I wouldn't even listen, and I would just say yes. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm not here right now. I'm getting paid $7.15 an hour. You can go fuck off.
And then
right, you just accidentally dropped this bouncy ball on the floor, and Kate, our intern, is staring at it. She didn't know how to play with a ball. You realize your dog didn't know how to play with a ball. She stared at that ball bouncing across the floor.
Did
like,
she?
Yeah, she did, but she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to do with a ball.
She's not a big ball
Every
dog.
Every dog plays with a ball, though.
No, she's not.
Come
big.
On, Kate. Play with this fucking ball.
The house is filled with tennis balls. And,
didn't give a shit.
And when she was growing up, and there was very little interest.
Yeah.
I'd throw the tennis ball with her, and she'd look at me like I was out of my fucking mind.
My brother's gigantic mutt dog.
Just the opposite.
Oh, God. That dog will chew on a tennis ball until it's flat. I don't even know how he does it.
It's because he weighs 140 pounds. That's how he does it. Giant dog.
The big fucking dog. Hey, here's something about my brother's dog, Sonny. He wants your sandwich always.
Yes. Like Esther the Pig.
Esther the Pig. We got to put some more Esther the Pig up on Facebook.
We've never
right?
put. I don't know if we've ever put Esther
like
up on
did.
Facebook. Esther's awesome. Esther, these guys, we did the story about it.
Yeah.
I think we did do the story.
Esther has two dads.
Esther has two dads,
yeah.
Incidentally, but Esther, I think, is in Michigan, and these two guys, somebody said, I got a little miniature pot-bellied pig.
Right.
I can't keep it. Do you want it?
Right.
The guys were like, yeah, sure, rock on. So they got like three dogs and a couple of cats. They're big into animals. So they took the pig. This new little pig they named Esther, this cute little tiny pink little pig.
Esther, that's a biblical name, by the way. Do you
it
know
is.
That?
And they took her to the vet, and the vet saw the, I guess they tattoo pigs that are being raised to end up, you know, on a bacon double cheeseburger.
Oh, God.
It's
so sad. I eat meat. I hate myself.
Well, I guess this guy saw one of those tats.
Yeah.
The vet, and was like, this is not a miniature pot-bellied
pig.
Didn't
the owner notice the tat, though?
But they didn't know what it was, man.
I mean, if you got Kate, and when you got Kate and she had a tattoo, like a little tramp stamp.
how do you know she doesn't? She may have let her hair grow to cover it.
Don't we have a picture of Kate in, like, yoga pants somewhere?
Oh, I photoshopped. Yoga pants on it.
God, that's fucking funny. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. So Esther had a tramp stamp.
Right. So they didn't know what the tattoo meant or anything.
Right.
So they took her to the vet. The vet was like, this is not a miniature little pot-bellied pig that's going to weigh like 30, 40 pounds. This is a farm pig that's going to become the size of a house.
It's a sow.
And then sure enough, I mean, Esther now weighs over 500 pounds.
Oh, my God.
But these guys are really cool. They were like, well, we're not going to get rid of her. We're not going to send her to the – they fell in love with this pig.
Esther.
And they're like, we're not going to send her – what are you going to do? You're not going to send her to the kill house.
No, wait. I love Esther.
And so they started a Facebook page and social media and everything. And they said, you know what we want to do? We want to run this animal sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, man.
So they wanted to move Esther out to a big giant farm. So they did crowdsourcing. They did an Indiegogo.
Yes.
And they raised $400,000.
Holy
$400,000 they raised. And they bought this farm, and they're going to rehab it into this, like, sanctuary. It's going to be a nonprofit organization. It's going to be learning about animals.
Yeah.
They're going to take in – I guess, animals that have, you know, are abandoned and hurt and shit and all that kind of stuff and help relocate them. So
that's
they're
going to
do really good shit. But it was just an accident. Like, this wasn't their career or anything. They just all of a sudden had a 500-pound pig falling in their laps.
That video of that guy playing chase with that gigantic pig. I mean, the pig is not fast. But I will say this. When Esther gets going.
It's inertia.
I mean, like, get out of the way.
Yeah. Momentum. But they're great on Facebook. They put out five or six, more than that, like probably ten posts
and
a day.
Any picture is good.
I can't sometimes I'll get into Facebook comas on Esther's page, and I'm just watching, oh, here's Esther eating. Oh, here's Esther playing with the dog. Here's Esther
with all those dogs in that house.
But it's just amazing to watch.
Fucking hilarious.
It's an animal. It's a 500-pound pig.
Like,
it's
if that pig sat on that couch, our couch in the living room, you wouldn't be able to sit there.
No, there's no fucking room.
No room. What do you think? It's like we were talking about, like, this Esther farts or something. I mean, ooh, fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, they put out on Facebook one time that she farts in her sleep.
Oh no.
There you go. The dogs get along great with her. They all snuggle.
Put a charcoal filter over her little piggy hole.
I'm sure you could. You make a scrow guard for pigs.
All right.
With a little charcoal filter on the back.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
I like the explosion.
But why is there an explosion? Why is there an explosion?
Graphically, apparently, ScroGuard explodes upon the universe.
Wait, where did they find these people to record this fucking commercial?
Oh, anywhere you could.
ScroGuard.
Voiceover people are whores. Man,
but really, though, to design the whole commercial with the explosion, and they're like, okay, guys, from ScroGuard, you are going to love the fuck out of this. We got this great explosion in the middle of it.
Right.
The whole, you don't want an explosion. It's like, I don't know.
We got to take our final break here of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back for the home stretch. And don't forget, we're going to play those top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100 for you. When we come back, apologize.
God bless you.
It was one of the. I just couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah.
I felt like Glenn Beck. I had to rage.
Right. That's how you express yourself.
Right. So we got that. We've got the top five songs of the week.
Yay!
I got some stories about, I don't know, other shit. Right wing nut jobs. Blah blah blah. We'll be back. In a couple, there's something in Oklahoma.
Oh, shit.
It's funny. You gotta stay out of Oklahoma.
Fuck you, hippie!
There's Ebola in Texas, but there's something far more dangerous in Oklahoma.
Eat a dick!
We're gonna be back. Don't go away, more Crab Nation on the other side. Listen to these sponsors and shit.
Itching to talk to the Crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making town. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The voice of choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StoragePipe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StoragePipe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StoragePipe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Preston for you. Nothing from Nothing Leaves Nothing from 1974. That was the number one song 40 years ago today on the Billboard charts.
Oh my God, 40 years ago. Holy fuck. But Billy Preston reminds me of Billy Joel a little bit. I don't know why. The style of that song, maybe?
The name Billy.
No. It wasn't just Billy. Yeah.
Billy Carter.
No.
I heard he sang great.
I can't think of another Billy. Billy Bean.
Billy Crudup.
Billy,
an actor.
Yeah.
Billy Barty was the
who's
little
that?
Person. He was a famous actor, little person.
Like who? Like he played a...
He was Mini-Me before Mini-Me.
He was in Time Bandits.
You know, we always seem to have like There seems to be like one dwarf that's famous at a time. First, with that mini me stepped aside. Yeah. Little tiny steps.
One of my favorites.
And now it's Game of Thrones guy.
But one of my favorite was the movie with Willow with Val Kilmer.
Right. There you go.
I love that little guy.
I love that little motherfucker.
Oh, he's the best.
Warwick Davis. Is
Warwick. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I remember that.
Yeah.
For some reason.
He had a hot little wife, too.
Did he?
Oh, my God. What are we talking about?
tiny little hot
wife. Tiny little wife. Who isn't an Ewok? Ewoks were furry. They look like little... What are Ewoks? Look like little squirrels. They're more like bears. Monkeys.
Ewoks?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bear.
Interesting. Like would you consider an Ewok a mammal?
Like one of those... What are those little Yorkshire Terriers? That's what they...
Oh, yeah,
like a shaved Yorkshire Terrier.
Did Ewoks have nipples?
I don't know. I never fucked one.
Really?
I don't know.
Or nursed from one. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Do Ewoks have nipples? Like, did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm suckling an Ewok.
That's a question to ask a Christian.
Oh, yeah. How's that shake out, dummy?
Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
Well, they had to. Wait. They were test tube babies.
They weren't born.
Right. No, they appeared.
They didn't have umbilical cords.
Ripping
unless
your
God, opened his loins and somehow birthed
grass.
Adam and Eve, and there was some, umbilical cord thing going on.
But if you ripped, that's just how they're birthed. Eve was born because Adam ripped unceremoniously a rib from his fucking chest and threw it down on the ground, and then what happened? He bubbled up like a fucking gremlin?
I don't know. Is that how it happened?
Yes!
Well, I thought the Lord just took a rib from him.
No,
I didn't think Adam performed his own surgery.
Oh, really? Oh, God did. Oh, I don't know how it happened. Maybe God used Adam as an instrument.
What
God
an asshole. Like, did God make...
Yes.
Like, look, if you want something to fuck,
right,
you got to open your chest up. Crack a rib.
Yes.
Throw it on the ground.
Adam was like, oh, my God. I think I'm going to rip a chick out of my rib cage. I'm tired of fucking this coconut.
Right.
The little squirrel can't take it anymore. Were there animals with Adam before Eve?
Sure.
How'd it work?
There was everything. And
like
Adam,
what?
Adam got bored.
Hamsters?
He wanted something to bang.
Really?
And talk to.
Did they
have something talk back to him?
Did they have sloths?
Of course.
Okay.
Sloths.
What a crazy time.
Fucking sloths in paradise.
You think
what
Adam,
do sloths do?
Was Adam surprised when Eve was Adam like, holy shit, oh man? Or because God did it himself and Adam's just minding his own business, God's like, listen, Adam, you aren't gonna like this very much, but it's necessary, and somehow a rib pops out of his fucking rib cage.
Doesn't that mean we had an odd number of ribs in?
Did it bounce down a little?
Yeah.
How many ribs do we have?
God
one,
made
two,
us
3, 4, 5.
God made us
Jeebus.
Asymmetrical, right?
Maybe the rib was sucked out of a hole in his stomach that then formed the belly button.
Men and women have the same number of ribs. 12 pairs.
Okay.
12 sets
except
of ribs.
Adam was obviously missing one. Or
well, Adam
God
had
made
13.
God made an extra
think,
rib.
Do you think he had a spare?
Well,
he pulled the rib out of Adam and then
you
put
bring
it on
up
him
a good
in?
Point. Was it in God's plan the whole time to create a female?
It's also ridiculous.
No. Listen, was it in his plans to create a female? Or
it
was
doesn't
his,
sound like it.
Well, it was like walking around. It's like when you get a second dog. My dog's lonely during the day. I'm working, so I'll get another dog. Like Adam was like, who's it? What's this guy? This guy's walking around fucking trees.
If God's all powerful, why couldn't he just go poof and there's Eve? Why did he have to perform surgery on Adam?
That's a good question.
Why did Adam have to suffer for a relationship?
Was it surgery? I mean, there's no way it came out of him easy. Maybe he shat it out. We don't know how the rib came out.
He gave him a pill and he passed it like a kidney stone.
What would you rather do? Have it ripped out of your fucking stomach, or would you rather just pass it, ever so peacefully?
I don't know.
Turn me loose, I'll say. This is the first time I ever felt this way.
No, Fabian must have looked amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That was Fabian. Fabian song.
This guy's like, hey, I'm going to go find a rock star in the streets of Philly.
That was like that one Brady Bunch episode.
Wait, what was that?
Where some Hollywood type showed up and they wanted Greg Brady.
Joe Namath.
They wanted Greg Brady to be in a band.
Oh, okay.
Because he fit the suit. They had a suit. Was it Johnny Wonder was the name of the character they wanted him to play.
Johnny
Wonder. He's like, I can't sing. They're like, oh, don't worry about
who
it.
Who cares? Nobody can sing. Do you remember the Joe Namath episode of Brady Bunch?
Not really.
Joe, I think they just see Joe Namath hanging out at the grocery store, and he comes over and throws the football around with Bobby, or the middle Brady, the
Peter?
The one that married Adrian Curry.
Right. Peter Brady.
The Joe Namath episode. Oh, God. I know it's going to be hard to believe. He's not that much of an actor, really. He's very
surprising.
Not very good.
Multi-talent.
He kind of, the rest of that cast was so solid.
I don't care if the team is struggling.
Oh, yeah, he gets wasted. The rest of that Brady Bunch cast. They're so solid, but his lack of thespian skills really stood out.
Cindy was brilliant.
Oh yeah,
I heard she went on to play.
She went on to make shoes. She has her own shoe line. She has her own shoe line, and then Eve, what's her face, did softcore porn, right?
Did Cindy Brady do
shoes? I swear to God, she's a fashionista. I read the paper.
The Brady Bunch news update.
Oh,
the Brady Bunch newsletter. We've got some news about an elected official whose son failed a drug test for cocaine.
Hear ye, hear ye.
A month after he was commissioned as an officer in the Navy Reserve.
Oopsie.
He has, an ensign has now been booted, discharged.
Goodbye.
After having tested positive for cocaine.
Walk the plank.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, shut up. This is not Jolton Joe's son.
Jolton Joe Biden's son.
Bullshit.
The younger son of Vice President Joe Biden failed his drug test for cocaine a month after he was commissioned.
Ah, come on. Relax. Big deal. Who gives a fuck?
You're right.
So what? Is he actually driving the fucking, I was going to say Star Destroyer, but what are they called?
It was an honor
aircraft carrier
of my life to serve in the U.S. Navy. I deeply regret and am embarrassed that my actions led to my administrative discharge.
I'll relax.
He said, I respect the Navy's decision. With the love and support of my family, I'm moving forward.
I bet Joe smacked him.
He has 44 years old. Hunter Biden.
Hunter.
He's worked as a lawyer, lobbyist, and managing partner at the investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners.
Oh, yes. I believe Hunter Biden will be fucking fine. Listen, look at this.
He was hired in May to join the board of Burisma Holdings, Ukraine's largest private oil and gas producer.
God damn.
He'll be okay.
Listen, if he wants this lifestyle, Hunter, go to Hollywood. Go make some fucking movies, dummy.
Well, he can do coke now.
Right.
He's working for the Ruskies. They love coke.
They drug test over there in the Ukraine.
Yeah. So Jolton Joe Biden's son discharged from the Navy.
What a fucking asshole.
Because of nose candy.
God, if you're Joe Biden, you're like, he did what?
And cocaine only stays in your system a couple of days. So, I mean, it ain't like – I went to a party 4 months ago and did some blow. He got drug tested within hours after having taken cocaine.
But weed stays in your system for a long time, correct?
Weed is fat soluble. Cocaine is not.
Oh, God. Science moment.
Another quick headline here. Good news.
Yay.
Out of Arizona.
Go fuck yourself.
Jan Brewer, the leathery governor. Of Arizona, probably not happy with this decision.
She literally like a wallet.
A federal judge. God, we're drinking beer. Has struck down Arizona's ban on gay marriage.
So now you can get married if you're gay.
Declaring it unconstitutional.
Bam!
In a move making it the latest in a series of victories for supporters of same-sex marriage.
Good. Don't call it marriage. I don't know. Are there any gay people in Arizona?
Did you hear that guy in, what is it, Utah wants to rename it Parridge?
Oh, we talked about
to make
that.
The Christians happy. So
right.
We're just going to rename it. We're not going to call it marriage anymore. We're going to call it parage.
Number one, you're not going to make these Christians happy.
So
okay.
Stupid.
You're never gonna make them happy, right? It's never going to be good
it's
enough.
Not going to happen.
So fuck them. Don't worry about making them happy.
So that's that decision brings to 30 the number of states allowing gay marriage.
Dude, they should just make it all over the fucking place then.
He refused to stay the ruling pending an appeal, meaning right now. Gay and lesbian couples, run thee to your local state's attorney's office, and you could apply for licenses. They can't stop you.
Get
I'm sure
to a nunnery.
Arizona is a Republican state.
Yes.
So I'm sure they're going to scream and spend more taxpayer money.
Emergency lawsuit.
And try to put a hold on it.
Is this what they do, an emergency lawsuit
yeah.
to protect the sanctity of their
Of their fourth and fifth
Dude,
marriages.
Of marriage
yeah.
in Arizona.
So a little bit of good news. It's happening slowly but surely. But,
right.
And there was another one just
another
recently.
Another shithole says it's legal to be gay married.
Where a judge did put a stay on one of them. I think it was North Carolina. And he said, even in his ruling, he said, but we know this is academic that you're going to lose. Basically, he told them, I'm going to allow you to file this, but it's basically going to be we're protesting – on paper.
Yes. And
you're
we
going
will
to
also
lose.
Waste some money doing
right.
this. No problem. Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Billboard Hot 100, coming in at number 5, dropping from number 4, Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj are bang banging. I know you want it, bang, bang, all over you.
It's metaphorical.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
It's not. Don't take it literally.
It is. It's a Bible verse.
Right.
Bang, bang, a kiss. 6-4.
Matthew McConaughey. Four.
Breaking like a hymen. The top 5 for the first time, ladies and gentlemen. Going deep to number 4 is Tove Lo. With the song...
What the fuck is this?
It's a...
I've never heard of this.
It's a lady named Tove Ho. Lo. Tove Lo, not Ho. That's her porn name.
Whoa.
Tove Lo with Hello. Habits. And I drank up all my money, tasting kind of lonely. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, 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 ooh. You're gone. Stay high all of the time
Woo!
To keep you off my mind.
Yeah, it's more like when you're here, I gotta stay high.
Yeah, I think I know more people who are like that.
That's realistic.
I have to stay high to hang out.
I have to be high.
Coming in, ladies and gentlemen, is Iggy Azalea.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Azalea.
It's Iggy Azalea featuring Rita Ora with Black Widow. Etc. Etc. Number 2. I'll play a couple of seconds of this because I hate this song. Taylor Swift, Shaking It Off. Brilliant Shakespearean level lyrics there. Player's gonna play.
You can't rhyme a word.
And haters gonna hate.
But to technically some to the same words don't rhyme. They're just the same fucking words, right?
She's Taylor Swift.
God damn, is there nobody that could have wrote
doesn't have to rhyme
better lyrics for her?
She's an idiot. Coming in at number 1.
Play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Playa.
The number 1 song. Still
playa
hanging on. Don't hate. All about that bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead.
She's bringing booty back. Meghan Trainor, all about that bass.
I love that song.
Staying at number 1, ladies and gentlemen,
booty
with Billboard Top 100. Well, that's about it for this week. We're ready to wrap it up and bail out of this fucking place. Don't forget, listen to us 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific 3 to 5 on the Eastern Time Coast, Monday through Friday.
Playa!
Players gonna play. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Ryan Pfeiffer will be doing comedial type stuff all over the planet.
Yay.
Spreading his comedial love.
Yummy.
Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy for the deets.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so vile.
Thank you. Everything and anything about us is on crabdiving.com. Get the hell out of work, everybody. And with that, we are out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
GTFN.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter @crabdiving and on Facebook @facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.